Blog Talk Radio. know the devil. I know he's an opposer. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
Forever, no, no end. and ever and ever and ever. He knows no end. He knew my end from my beginning. He knows your end from your beginning.
Welcome, everybody, to Prolific Fire. Thank you for joining us on tonight. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. But on tonight, I am not the speaker. Prophetess Pay will be in the studio delivering a powerful word. I'm excited about the word. Before we get into the word, I need you to know, for those of you that enjoy the music, the first song was You're Bigger by Ja'Kalen Carr. The second song was Forever, Everlasting God by Bashir Hilliard. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you use my sister mightily on tonight, Lord God, as she speaks to us, Lord God, a word that you have put in her spirit, as she speaks to us about sowing into your season. I'm excited about this word. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pay. To God be the glory. Once again, thank you, everybody, for joining. I appreciate it. John the air.
Thank you, Father. I would like to thank and praise God. I want to say hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire, all of you all that's joining in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for my sister allowing me to speak again, because as you all know that this year is just about out and becoming a new year in 2018. And I thank and praise God for 2017. And I want to thank and praise God that I thank and praise God that I'm so honored. I'm so glad to be able to bring forth the word on tonight and pray that you all will get something out of it. I thank and praise God. The woman of God already had prayed, and I've been praying also in my prayer time with the Lord on today, that God will allow you all to receive this word, because whether we know it or not, how many of you all know that to order for things to come to us, to order for things to come to pass, and for order for your dreams to come, some of you all have big dreams. Some of you all have things that you want God to do for you before 2018 come in. Some of you all want 2018 to be better than 2017, and those things can be. The word tell us to speak those things though they were, and that's the word of God. So you should have whatsoever you speak. But on behalf of speaking those things though they were, God want us to also sow into our season, sow into whatever you're believing God for. I want to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. And as I begin to speak on his word tonight, there's going to be different scriptures that I will be talking from about the word of God, and I'm by the help of the good Lord, I will be glad and honored to give you all the scriptures that sum up this message on tonight. When I begin to read, I was reading one day last week, and God began to bring in my spirit to about this word on tonight, because a lot of people don't know, once you sow into what you are believing God for, you don't know that sowing can also bring mighty, mighty big blessings. It will open up the doors, the windows of heaven, and God will pour you out all blessing. I thank and praise God for how he just used his word to let us know who he is, to let us know what to do, to let us know that there is power in our tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you speak it, so it shall be. And I want to let you all know in Malachi to the third chapter, and I want to say that go along with the 10th verse, where the word of God say that it's how he wants to pay ye tithes and ye offering. God want us to give him his 10%. Give him his 10%. And I thank and praise God for the 10% that God allow us. He tell us once you pay his tithes and in your offering, he wanted you to know that how he will open up the windows of heaven. He will pour you out many blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. The word of God tells us that in Malachi, the third chapter, and along the 10th verse. And you can read it. I like the way the Message Bible breaks it down, and I like the way God, the King James Version, I thank and praise God for his word. So Malachi tells us, once we give God that 10%, God will give us. He didn't even ask for a whole lot. He just asked for 10. 10%. If you make whatever you make on your job, whatever you make, give God 10%. Let that come off the top first. You let it come off the top first. And once you give God what's due to him first, he's going to open up the windows for whatever you need. That door going to come open, whatever. Don't even worry about that bill. Don't even worry about that car note. Don't even worry about that not having food in your house. Don't even worry about even how you going to make ends meet throughout the month. Because if you seed off of that first fruit, first, you give God the first thing first, and that's the tithes and offering. You give him that 10%. You take that 10% off first, God will begin to bless you. Then not his word say, if you pay your tithes and offerings, you give him that 10%. He said, I will open up the windows of heaven, and I will pour you out blessings that you will not have room enough to receive. You will not have enough room enough. You'll have so much room. God will bless you so that you'll be able to give it away. Give to somebody else and bless somebody else, because that's how good God is to you. And I also thank and praise God in Ecclesiastes and what it tells us. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, what it tells us. There's a time and a season for everything. And I like the second verse where it tells us that what we sow, some say how you plant. So there's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up. There's a time not to plant. There's a time and a season for everything. So that let me know, whatever your season is, you trust God and you sow into that season. And whatever season it is, it may be the Lord may bless you in the spring, or he may bless you in the summer, or maybe you're a winter season, or maybe you're a fall. But however God bless you in that season, I thank and praise God how he just blessed us in that season. He let us know there's a time. So whenever God put it on your heart to plant, you plant that seed, which means you sow into whatever God tell you to sow into. If you sow into that ministry, if you sow into that person's life, if you sow into that business, if you sow into whatever you believe in God for, and God will allow that to, if it's on, God will allow it to be plucked up again, you'll be able to pluck it up again. And I thank and praise God for Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, where it says there's a time and a season for everything. And I thank and praise God for that, because I tell God, thank you for my season. There was a season where I went through sickness, and God was able to heal me. There was a season where I went through financial difficulty, and God had brought me out of it. And there was a season, whatever your season may be, you sow into it. I thank and praise God also for the chapter where it tells us up in Matthew's, the 13th chapter, where it's talking about how they were sowing on good grounds, and how they were sowing on rocky ground, and how it was sowed on stony ground, and how it was sowing on good ground. But see, when you're planting something, I noticed my dad, he ends up a certain time of a season, he knows when to go out there, and he knows how to plot his garden. And so he goes out there for a certain time, he goes out there, and he goes to chopping up the dirt, and he goes to lining up. And then there's a time where he once he pull up, chop up the dirt, and begin to to chop it up. Then he began to go out and he began to get his seeds, and he began to drop his seeds down in the ground. There's a seed where he dropped those seeds in the ground. He began to put the dirt over it. Then he'll water it every so often. He'll water it. And then next thing you know, he'll let you know when it's time for it to be going out, when it's time for you to go out there in that garden and pick those greens or pick those watermelons or pick those peas. And see, that's how you do on earth. When you want something, you go buy seeds and you sow them into the dirt and get on good soil. Now, if you do it wrong, it's not gonna come up the way that you. It's gonna come up wrong, and I'm gonna make a perfect example. This Thanksgiving not long ago, my dad had plant greens out. He planted greens, but this particular season, the greens did not turn out right. So many in the family began to get sick. We began to get sick, and we began to get sick. So we was wondering, like, what is going on? But see, my father knew what the problem was. He said the greens did not turn out this time of the season. They did not turn out right. And so that's how it is in the spiritual realm. You can go and you can sow your seed into the wrong ministry. You can sow your seed into the wrong ground, and that seed won't come back up. Be careful where you sow your seed. Pray and you ask God to, Lord, what should I sow this seed this month? Lord, I don't got paid. What should I sow this seed? Lord, who could I help? But Lord, show me what to do. And God will show you. We have to be mindful how we sow our seeds and where we put them at. I'm going in the spiritual point of view. You can go and you can sow your seed into the wrong ministry, and what you're looking for is not going to come back. But then you can sow your seed on that good ground, and what's going to happen, everything going to start plodding up, and you're going to be wondering, well, Lord, I ain't asking for this here, Lord, but I thank you. See, you got seeds plotted out. So many of you all have seeds that you done sowed on some good ground. And you were like, but what happened to my seed? I done sowed good ground, and I know it was good seed. I know it was good soil, but what happened? It's not the season yet. It's not the season for it to come up again. It's not the season for it to come to you right now. See, there's a season for everything. Just like when we go, and we know when to put out jackets out. We know when to put on shorts. We know when to wear our hats on our head, and we know when to fly kites. And those are. It's season. It's different season that you do things in. Even for the fishermen, they even know when the best time to go fishing, because if you go to fishing, sometimes you can go fishing and the fish don't even bite at a certain season. But then you go to that certain spot and you go to a certain season, then here it come. The fish going to come up. They all jumping up out the water, and you ain't got no problem because here they come. See, it's a certain season. Everything has a season. It's a season. I think and praise God also. There was a season also. I would like to give you all another passage of scripture where it's talking about in Luke, the fourth chapter, Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 1 through 4, where it's talking about the rich people, how God, he began to speak to the crowd. And as he began to speak to the crowd, he began to teach them. The word said he began to teach them. Say, but the crowd got so noisy, so he began to lead the crowd and began to go get in the boat and began to sit there. And so as he's sitting there, he began to watch them. He begins to watch them, but he began to also see the rich people. The rich people is coming on Luther. 21 chapter, verse 1 and 4, the rich people is coming. They come into the temple, and they begin to bring their gifts to the temple. And God was seeing all of this. But they wasn't doing it because they had a heart to do it. Some of them did it because they knew they had it. And they can do it because they knew they can do it, because they had it. But then he saw the poor widow woman. She began to bring her seed. It was a seed. Her three mites, it was a seed. And she began to bring it to the temple and begin to drop it. And the Lord honored her. Her seed was more honored than the rich people's seed were, because she did it out of her heart. She gave all she owned. That's all she had. She was a poor woman. Someone should have been helping her. But because she knew Jesus was going to sow it back into her life, those three little mites caused her to have multiple blessings, caused her to have more than the rich people only sow because they know they can sow. The poor lady sowed because she knew that if she sowed all she had, God was going to bless her. He blessed her. I thank and praise God how he blessed us because of our heart. Some people don't have a heart to give to God. Some people take what God blessed them with and they throw it away. They give it, they throw it away. They don't even care about who. They don't even care about giving God what belongs to him. They go out. They give. They buy necessity things. They buy material things. And there's a person over there hungry. But you don't want to sow a seed into their life and say, God told me to bless you. There's someone needs shoes on their feet. God told me to buy you a pair of shoes. See, sometimes you don't all the time have money. You don't have money to bless people. Maybe it just been kind to somebody. Maybe it's a seed also can be encourage your sister or your brother. Just an encouragement word to let them know that God loves you and I do too. Let them know that you may be going through a hard time now, but it won't be that way always. God is getting ready to bless you. Somebody on the phone tonight, you worried about what you don't have. God said, don't worry. You sow into what you need. Well, I don't have a whole lot of money, properties paid. I'm just living from paycheck to paycheck, and when I get done paying all my bills, I don't have nothing. Try taking 10% off of it. Give it to God and watch God bless you. I've been married. It'll be 18 years in February, and I never work. I tried working a little bit, but when I worked a little bit, I did. When I got out of high school, I did, but it didn't last long. I used to pray. I said, God, I can't do this. You gonna have to send me a husband that gonna work, and I'd be at home, and I can take care of home, and I can do things. You know, I spoke it out of my mouth. I said, God, I can't work. This ain't for me. And I began to, when the Lord blessed me to get married, I'm going somewhere with this. When I got married, I told my husband, I said, look, I'm not gonna work. I said, he said, well, you don't have to work. He said, God, that's why we got married. At the time, when I say God really saved him, he was changed. It was. But I want to let you all know that changed. My husband was, I found out he was not a seed sower. He didn't even know how to sow to God. I did, but he didn't know how to sow to God. And we was at one point in time we were suffering, y'all, in our marriage. We didn't have food one week from another, and we wove whatever we had. Well, that's what we wove to church. I washed it, and we was branded as poor, but I thank and praise God for what I had. So when my husband got a job, and I say, God, he used to give me some money. I used to take that money. And I was sneaking, putting money in church. He didn't even know it. I was sneaking, putting money in church because, y'all, we needed a blessing. when it came to money, that was a problem. He'd give God a dollar. I said, no, I don't want no dollar. I don't want no dollar blessing. No, I said, Jesus, how can I do this? He said, whatever he give to you, you sow it. I said, but God, what if that's all I got? He said, sow it. I'll give you plenty. It's plenty where that come from. I started sowing, y'all. I hope this bless somebody. I started sowing whatever my husband gave me. I was sneaking get money. He didn't even know it. And I would put it in the offering. And the man of God began to, one time, I never will forget, we were staying in one point of play. We were staying somewhere in my house, half our house. We were just came from, I was in Bible study, and I got a call that the house was on fire. I was like, God, but my husband, my children at home. So I began to start panicking a little bit, and then the Spirit of the Lord said, no, don't panic. He said, it's all right. They're okay. They're out of the house. Y'all, I began to go into the house, begin to go down there. It burned half of the house. I got a lot of smoke damage. But y'all know what they ruled it as? They ruled it as a total loss. So you know when you got insurance and they ruled it as a total loss, that means you that house gonna be, you gonna get back the money that you lost, that house was worth. I was able to pay the remaining balance off of my house. It will cost of the seeds I was sowing. Not saying that something bad can happen for you to get a blessing, because that's not true, but I'm just going somewhere. It don't have to be. But what happened was, God knew I was a seeder. He knew I liked the tithe, but I was taking money and I was sowing it to the ministry, and he didn't even know it. We was getting blessed, and he didn't even know it. He didn't even know where the blessing was coming from. And God began to open up his eyes and let him see. So now I don't have he don't have a problem sowing. He give me the money, and he said, here, baby, you take this money, and you this is our tithe. This is what he say when he get paid. And this is our offering. He said, so he give it to me. He used to wouldn't do it. I used to have to wait till he give me something and take it and sow it into the house of the Lord. And the Lord began to bring me a financial blessing. I had to, we ended up rebuilding that house, rebuilding and doing things and rewiring. And God was able to me. So I took a big seed. It was a big seed to me at the time. And I began to take it and sow it into the ministry. And the man of God began to call me up, and he was like, daughter, God said, because of the seed that you sow, it will come back to you. And my husband was standing up there raising his hand. He didn't know what he was raising his hand, but he didn't even know how much money I put in there. He didn't even know what was in there. I mean, I didn't sow no little money. He just raising his hand, smiling. He didn't even know. And y'all know what the kidding part about is? God bless that back double. Whatever seed you sow into good ground, it's coming back up. The word of God say some, the seed came up 100, the seed came up 60, some came 30. So some of you all need to look for that 100, the 100 seed blessing. You need looking for that. You need to look for that 60, that 30. But don't look for a seed if you're not going to sow a seed. It's not all about money. Sometimes you can sow into somebody's life. They may need some help, and they're not able to get around. Somebody may need you to fix something, they may need a little food. Just sow into somebody's life. Somebody in your neighborhood, you know that their children don't halfway treat them right and don't see to them. But if you can be a help, help them. Although we sow seeds and we begin to sow them. But see, it starts when you pay your tithes and your offering. Always remember to give God the first fruit. Give it to him off top. And once you give God what's due to him off top, God will bless you to come off the bottom. You won't be on the bottom no more. And see, these rich people, the ones that was rich, that went into the temple, Luke, the 21st chapter, when they went into the temple and they were just giving their gifts, they were just giving it. They didn't give it because they wanted to. They give it because they had it. This poor lady didn't have it. She had all, this is all she had was the three little mice. And she got blessed. I look at how Joseph began to be blessed. After all, he was the one to be, he was picked out to be picked on. But after all what his brothers did to him, he still was blessed. He began to be blessed. He began to be over the where he was, where they wanted him to be. He began to be over those people. He ended up blessing them. So I say this right here. You may be little right now, but in God's, I say you big. You may be poor, as you say right now. That's only, you can be rich before you know it. Just trust God. I sow seeds in a lot of ground. And some of those seeds that I sowed, God had blessed them to come up. And I'm still sowing. And I'm still thankful to God that I know how to get whatever season you're in. You may be in a season of dry season. You don't have anything. You don't know where this is coming from. You don't know where that's going to come from. God told me to tell you. Give it to him. If you don't have but a little, you do like that little woman that had the three mites. You sow your little. And see, the word of God say little become much when you place it in his hand. I love that. It become much. See, God blessed her. And see, he watched all the rest of them, but the only one caught his eye. That was the poor lady. He said, what did the word say? Poor people will be with us always. We got rich people. They don't even know what to do with their money. All rich, and if you notice, a lot of them end up dying out there. And they don't even, most of the money that they don't even keep it no way. Some end up happening or whatever. And some of you may be in your dark season. God say you get ready to come to the light. Whatever you're going through, whatever darkness you in. Maybe your husband don't want you to see. Maybe your wife don't want you to see. Maybe they don't want you to do. But don't you know, God, you can do things without them even knowing. I was going and I was sowing I needed to sow because I said, God, I can't live like this. And my sister talk about me even today because even today, if she don't stop me, I give away everything I got. I just be blessing people. Some people don't even need the blessing. She had to stop me. And sometimes she say, girl, she say, y'all live like y'all rich. I ain't rich yet, but it's coming because I'm believing God, and I'm going to keep on sowing. Because I do that because I'm speaking that I will be able to go and I will be able to do the things I want to do. I'll be able to travel like we want to travel. My children be able to experience things that they've been wanting to experience. God is going to do those things. And so I tell you this to say this. Whatever season you're in now, you sow into it. Whether it's good or bad, sow. But ask God to show you what ground to sow it on. Because, see, one passage in the scripture in Matthew, the 13th chapter, where it said the birds, said the seeds with the falling, and said the birds when they ate it up. See, it wasn't even in the ground good. It said the roots didn't even grow up on it. It said it wasn't even no roots around, so it, the birds just came and they just ate it on up. So that wasn't no good. That seed didn't even prosper. It didn't even go nowhere. And then the word say Saul fell on stony ground. We have to be careful. Cause that stone it ain't right. You got to be careful. Saul fell on rocky ground. Oh God, help me. We have to be careful. We need to pray and ask God to help us. Shake us in our spirit and show us what season, what ground needs to be sowed in. Because some places you don't have to sow in. You need to sow into those that need it. Whatever ministry that's feeding you the word of God and love God and they love you and they so concerned about your heart and how you live, and if they're teaching you good word, you bless, you give to what you see. But see, God will not only that, he will take you a little further. He will show you other people to see too. I have seen so too many things that I don't even know. God is getting ready to help me to sow again. I'm getting ready to sow in somebody else's life again. And God is going to, those seeds going to come back up. So I want to let you all know tonight, whatever season you're in, God say maybe a dark season, maybe you're in a financial season, God said it's going to be over. He wants you to do like that, the lady had the three mites. Whatever you got, you sow it to God and you mean it from your heart. And God knows your heart. See, that's who he looked at. He, out of all those people, that woman got his heart. You remember the word where the Shunammite woman said, it's well. I want to tell you tonight, it's well. Stop worrying about things you can't fix. Give it to God. Stop crying over something that you can't get back. Pray. It's gone. Let it go. And God is getting ready to bless you. Somebody's season for a healing. The healing is already there, but God just wants you to open up and receive it. And he's going to manifest it all. It's, all you got to do is just let him manifest it in you. Just say, God, I need you. Lord, just I thank you for your healing. Thank him for it. Praise him for it. Whatever your season is. Dry season, dark season, wet. We got winter, spring, summer, fall. Right now we're supposed to be in our winter season. You know, winter season is cold, so we have to bring out our jacket. And some of y'all, it's snowing where you're in. Some people have blizzards and stuff. And you have to dress to prepare for that. So every season that you have in your life, sow into your season. And as I get ready to close it out, I want to let you all know that the woman that had the issue of blood, she trusts God that she will be healed. And that was a season that she went through it. She hemorrhaged 12 years, but her season came when she didn't bleed no more. Just a touch. She just touched Jesus and she was healed. See, just touch. It's not all about money all the time, but if God put it in your heart to sow, you know, you sow. Whoever he tell you. If God said it, you do it. But you pray about a lot of your seed now. Because I have to pray sometimes and ask the Lord, Lord, you sure you want me to sow here? Well, Lord, I make it say, Lord, I'm going to sow this here to this, to him person, to him. But then I have to pray because that probably ain't what God want me to sow it. He may want me to give it to that person that's in the need. So you pray and you ask God what he wants you to sow your seed. You don't have to all the time sow in your church. You don't have to all the time sow in your church. You give God what's due to him and your 10% in your church, but you don't all the time have to sow where you get fed at. You can sow in other places too. So as I get ready to close out, I want to pray for those that in a season, in a dry season, in a dark season, whatever your season is, God is able to bring you out of them. But he wants you to don't be so tight and don't be so cheap and don't be so hooked up on money. Let it go. Because it ain't going to be here. It's not going to last always. I thank and praise God every seed I sowed, it, God blessed it. It came up. That house I was living in at first, God blessed me to pay that house off. And I sold it. And now I'm living in the second home. And now me and my husband believe God for to build us a house from the ground. And I'm going to sow into that. So whatever you believe in God for, he's going to do it. Because God wants us to be happy. God wants us to have nice things. You don't have to stay where you at. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my brother. God, I ask you, Lord, whatever season that they in, maybe somebody in a dark season, God, they can't find their way out, God. They can't see the light, God. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch them right now, God, that you will bring forth that seed, God, that they will be able, Lord God, be able to meet every financial bill. That they will be able to meet every bill, every, Lord, that food in their home, Lord, that they will be able to, Lord God, that business will be able to be, Lord God, restored, Lord God. We ask you to touch right now, Lord, even that wife, that husband, God, that's believing you to, Lord God, to save their husband, God. Lord God, to bring deliverance to him, God. To Lord God, change his ways, God. Lord, we speak life into that situation, Lord. That you were so, Lord, a miracle in their life, God. Maybe somebody need a healing, God, and they don't know which way to go, Lord God. We decree and declare healing is already taking place, God. Heal them from that cancer. Heal them from that blood disease. Heal them from lupus. Heal them from, Lord God, heart failure. God, maybe somebody is depressed, oppressed, God. We ask you to bring them out of their oppression season. Bring them out of depression season in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because your words say, cast out cares upon you, because you care for us. Your word tell us, God, Lord God, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, your word say all of these things will be added unto us, God. Lord, your word say, God, that there's a time and a season for everything, God. Bring them up out of their season, God. Lord, that they will be a blessing, God. Bless them, Lord, God. Open up a door for them, God. Lord, bless every church, every person on the phone line, God, that's listening, God. We decree and declare a blessing over their life. Lord, if they're tight, if they're lazy, God, if they don't want to give, God, give them a spirit of giving, God. Give them a spirit, Lord, God. And Lord, if they not giving you what's due to you, God. Yo, Lord, we bind that curse right now that they will open up their hands, Lord God, and give what's due to you, God. I ask you to give them a heart, Lord God. Lord, every seed that they have sown already, God. Lord, we know that, Lord God, your word say it will come back up. And Lord, we thank you for the ones that sow. And we thank you for the one wanted to sow and don't have it to sow. Bless them, God. Open up their hands. Bless them, God. Lord, touch them, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, if anybody, God, that's, Lord God, that's listening, God, that Lord God, that love, Lord God, to sow. Lord, let them sow into their dry season. Let them sow into their dark season. Let them sow into their season, God. Maybe that ministry is not growing, Lord. Lord God, show them what ground to sow it on, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray. And I thank you for your word, God. And Lord, I thank you for every seed that's sowed tonight, God. Every seed is sowing, God, that you get ready to sow. God, we ask you to bless them 30, 60 in the word of God. So you say 100-fold. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Lord, bless them, Jesus, in your name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for all of you all that are listening. I pray you all have a prosper the rest of this year. Go out. I pray God send many blessings and many miracles your way. Until next time, I want to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Love you all, and may God bless you. Remember to sow into your season. In Jesus' name, Prophet Stacy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Prophet Stacy, that was a powerful teaching tonight. I truly enjoyed it. Thank you so much. And I just want to add one thing to what the woman of God was saying. I want the listeners to know that sowing is an act of faith. Sowing is an act of faith. In Genesis 26, the Bible says that Isaac sowed in a time where there was a famine. That means he sowed in a time where there was a shortage, and it seemed like he should have been holding on to everything that he had, but he released it. And the Bible goes on to say that he got blessed that same year while the famine was still going on. He got blessed, and not just kind of blessed. He got really, really blessed. You should read it in Genesis 26. Once again, thank you so much, Prophetess Pate. I enjoyed that. I pray that everybody listening tonight, you would go back and really glean from that word. Go back and listen to it again. All you have to do, if you're listening on the phone line, just go back to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire, and it'll play again. Or if you're on iTunes, look up the name, Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It'll play again. Or if you're following me on Twitter, Facebook, I'll put the link up on Instagram in the morning. Either way, you can hear this word again. It will be available for you again. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines that's in prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Thank you once again, everybody, for joining. I appreciate it. Press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. If not, if you're listening online, you can always reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. I'm here for you, so don't hesitate to call, text, or email me. I'm just going to lead somebody in the prayer of salvation just in case you're listening and you need the Lord and you don't know it, but you need him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray over every listener, Lord God, whether they're listening live or to the replay. If they do not know you, God, I pray, Lord God, that you will come into their lives, Lord God, that you will take over their spirit, Lord God, that you will cause them, Lord God, to have an encounter with you the way that you caused Saul to have an encounter with you and become Paul in Acts 9. Change them, God. Change them coming up to this Christmas season, God. Change them. Make them a giver. Make them loving. Make them compassionate. Just make them over, Lord God, that their families will be amazed and that your name will get the glory. And for that, God, we give you honor and we give you the praise. Be sure to join us back here next Friday when my sister will be back on Faith on the Line praying, giving encouragement, just blessing the people, blessing us. So if you need prayer or encouragement, be sure to join her back here. It will be next Friday. Actually, this Friday. I don't know why I always say next Friday. This Friday. It will be this Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call in the same number you call tonight if you're on the phone. Call 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And then join me back here next Monday for Prolific Fire. The message will be adopting a queen or a king. The message is talking about adoption. So if you're somebody that has always considered adoption or you're going through an adoption right now, this message is to encourage and strengthen you through the process, because somebody needs to be adopted. Somebody needs to come into your family. That would be such a blessing, especially during this time of the year. Until next week, thank you for joining, everybody. If you need me, like I said, reach out to me, no problem. Until next week, Friday, hopefully. Until Friday, everybody have a good night.